Not far from Bolinas Beach, there's a sound as hypnotic as the ocean waves.
It's very soothing. You know, electronic music is very soothing because the rhythms are so dependable.
Here in Suzanne Chani's music studio, she's coaxing sounds out of a Buchla 200E. This brightly colored box is the modern equivalent of the Buchla 200, a groundbreaking electronic instrument from the early 1970s. Chani fell in love with one while working in the Buchla factory after getting her MA in music composition from UC Berkeley. She says once she got a 200, she never turned it off.
It's one of those magical things. I saw this, I heard it, it connected to me. It was like, that's it.
Named for its inventor, Don Buchla, the Buchla 200 was unusual because it didn't use a keyboard to control the sounds. Knobs, cables, switches, and sensors helped with that. You could also perform on it.
It gave tremendous amount of feedback. When you play the Buchla, the lights are flashing, they all have meaning, and you know what's going on inside.
However, Chani found her prospects for making a living were slim.
I wasn't able to get a record deal, which was how you got to do a project in those days. Nobody understood what I was doing. They thought, oh, you're a girl, you must sing. And I quickly realized that I would have to do it myself. I would have to self-produce, and it was expensive.
After moving to New York City, Chani began to fund her musical passion by creating innovative electronic effects for commercials. She created audio logos like this one for Coca-Cola. Those bubbles you're hearing were actually electronically created. And she gave life to inanimate objects, like a GE dishwasher.
The dishwasher itself made a little beep that went, dee, dee, and that was it. And I said, oh, you know, let me recreate that beep. And let me now make it sing, make it talk.
Her success led to awards and publicity. But working with electronic instruments, and the Buchla in particular, came with challenges. Like all machines, it broke down.
There was nobody in New York City to repair that instrument. If I shipped it out to the West Coast to be fixed, it would frequently get damaged in transit coming back to me.
Half of her instrument was even stolen.
I really was very stressed and distressed. It was horrible, and I had interventions by friends and professional associates who said, you know, you've got to make a shift here.
That shift came in 1992 when Chani relocated to the calm of Bolinas and slowly began incorporating acoustic instruments into her music. This track with piano, called Velocity of Love, became a hit. However, now she's returning to her electronic roots.
My early years in electronics, I actually had a prejudice against acoustic sound. I was uncompromising, and I always said that I would never go back to acoustics. And then I went back to acoustics, and I said, oh, I'll never go back to electronics. And now I'm back in electronics.
Chani is performing on the Buchla once again and says she hopes to work with an engineer to design an electronic instrument made for performance. I'm Katie McMurrin for KRCB's North Bay Report.